This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We didn't talk week five. Stephon Diggs coming back to town.
Okay.
Sunday Night Football, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's spicy to me. We were having this conversation out in the newsroom. What is spicier? Right. Stephon Diggs coming back to Buffalo or their first game against Diggs, which was last year? I don't know if it's recency bias. I think Diggs coming back to Buffalo is far more interesting than him just playing against his former team.
I mean, I guess I think that you're right. Recency bias. The other thing is he's coming off the injury. I don't really know what he, you know, I think he's going to be playing and fully healthy, but last year, that was a big storyline going to and playing him.
Oh, it was. Oh, definitely. Huge. Definitely. And it was. And that's probably the bigger national storyline is him playing against the Bills. But I think here it will mean more to have him come back to Buffalo in an opposing team's jersey, in a division rival's jersey. Mm-hmm. That's going to, like, he is a player that was beloved 13 months ago here in the city, 14 months ago. And now he's going to be like public enemy number one inside that stadium that day. People are going to despise that man that day. So he's going to, you know, of course, probably have like 8 catches, 120 yards and a touchdown.
Okay, that game. How surprised are you Sunday Night Football against the Patriots at home?
I'm not. I think the Patriots are going to be good. Like, legitimately, I think they're going to be my team this year that I think could really surprise some people and make their way into the playoffs. I like Drake May. Wow. I like the addition.
That much of a surprise, huh?
I mean, wouldn't you say right now they're the second best team in the division, or would you say Miami?
I think they could be the second best team, but I still think that's 8 or 9 wins.
Okay, that's fair. I don't think that's crazy, but that is substantially different. Because
yes.
I think back to substantially different to what they were last year. They gave the Bills a hard time before the last game of the season. Like that last, the game that they played in December last year was a tough out for the Bills, and they have greatly improved their roster since then. So I do think that they are.
Okay. So, but you're not surprised of us. I thought that I've been saying for a while, don't be surprised you get a division game, like a night game. But to me, that would have been a Thursday or a Monday, a Sunday night game, Patriots and Bills. That's pretty juicy for them to put in that window.
But I still think the Patriots have such a big following and fan base that it's not outlandish to put them on a Sunday night. Like, doesn't this feel a little bit, I understand it's not the same thing. It feels like the Bills playing on Sunday night against the Patriots when they were the Patriots and the Bills were the Bills.
Well,
like,
here's the Bills point about that. You're right about
carrying
that.
This matchup.
They're the anchor, right? So do you know, I don't know if you've seen this, do you know the Patriots primetime games this year?
I'm assuming they've got like 3, maybe 4.
They have 3. All 3 are against the New York teams. Really only one in New York. We know that. But that goes to the point, which is, I know the Jets aren't good, but they're playing against the two teams in the biggest market in the country and the team with the NFL MVP. So I think the league is saying, hey, we know the Patriots could be a little better. We know they have a good following, but let's put them on TV where we know people are still going to watch them, because what if things don't go great for them?
Yeah, definitely. I think that the early in the season plays a factor too, because no matter what, both teams will still, of course, be fighting for something. I think Vrabel, somebody says here, Vrabel is overrated. If you ask me, never did anything of significance in Tennessee. I mean, he got him the AFC Championship game. Like, that's got to count for something, right?
He's a good coach.
That's the other thing. I think that's the biggest addition they've made. I think they're going from a coach who didn't quite have it yet to a coach who is certainly even more than competent. Like, I think Mike Vrabel is a good football coach. Week five, right? There's a lot of spice to it. Stephon Diggs comes back to Buffalo. It's a division game. They're the young and up-and-coming team in the division. The Bills are the team that's won five straight years the division. So, like, there's a lot of storylines there that can make for some good television. And that's ultimately
what history, right? Didn't Vrabel's team effectively end Tom Brady's career in New England?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. The day of the Bills, the Bills-Texans loss in the wild card round 2019. I remember that game ended and then going to a dinner afterwards and watching that game on TV and just being shocked that the Patriots just lost to the Titans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.